Radio Prague News.
Polls have opened for Czechs to vote in the second round of the direct presidential election. The team of candidate Miloš Zeman has approached the Interior Ministry over concerns about possible irregularities in the second round of voting, while the team of the other contender Karel Schwarzenberg cast an invalid ballot in the vote. Polling stations across the country opened at 2 p.m. on Friday for Czechs to vote in the second round of the historical first direct presidential election. Voters will be choosing between former Social Democrat Prime Minister Miloš Zeman and the current Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg. Polls will close at 10 p.m. on Friday and will open again between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Saturday. Results of the vote are expected to come in on Saturday afternoon. Czech citizens abroad begin voting in the presidential runoff at Czech embassies and consulate first in the Americas, followed by Australia and East Asia. Polls in the European and African countries will be open during the same hours as in the Czech Republic. The team of presidential candidate Miloš Zeman has approached the Interior Ministry over possible irregularities in the second round of the direct presidential election, the news agency ČTK reported. A member of the team said that they were concerned that some voters could be copying their absentee ballots to be able to vote in different districts. The Interior Ministry therefore informed all election committees to pay extra attention to verifying voters' identity and also informed the police of the issue, a spokesman for the ministry said. More than 700,000 people have asked for absentee ballots for the second round of the presidential election, according to a report by Czech TV. The other presidential candidate, Karel Schwarzenberg, cast an invalid ballot in the election's second round. Mr. Schwarzenberg, who voted near his central Bohemian home shortly after the polls opened at 2 p.m., failed to insert his ballot in the official envelope before putting it into the ballot box, a moment captured by dozens of photojournalists. His vote will therefore be counted as invalid. Mr. Schwarzenberg said he had been disturbed by the presence of the media. In other news, the Czech Office for Personal Data Protection will fine the Ministry of Labour and Social Affairs over the controversial new electronic system of welfare benefits payments, known as S-cards, a spokeswoman for the authority said on Friday. The announcement comes following a control of the system by the personal data watchdog at the ministry. The spokeswoman said the amount of the fine would be determined after the authority deals with possible objections by the ministry, adding that further details should be released next week. Former Social Democrat MP Petr Wolf was declared wanted by the police on Friday after he failed to turn up to begin serving his prison term. Mr. Wolf, who served as a Member of Parliament between 2006 and 2010, was sentenced to 6 years in jail last year for having embezzled 11 million crowns from a government grant. The former politician has denied any wrongdoing and is reportedly planning to appeal the verdict at the Supreme Court. Smoke alert has been declared in 7 out of the country's 14 regions. The areas worst affected by air pollution include the northeastern Moravian Silesian region, as well as central Bohemia and the northern Ustí region. However, levels of dust in the air have meanwhile decreased in most parts of the country. Meteorologists believe the pollution levels should further decrease early next week with the expected arrival of stronger winds and higher precipitation. Two elderly women have died of complications caused by the AH1N1 flu strain in the northeastern Czech Republic, the regional hygiene officer said on Friday. A flu epidemic has broken out in several other regions, including central and southern Bohemia, southern Moravia and the Hradec Králové and Zlín regions, the authorities said. Around 40 people have died of flu-related causes since the Czech Republic was first hit by the epidemic last month. Three Czech tennis players will be playing at the Australian Open finals. The mixed doubles team Lucie Hradecká and František Čermák will face Australians Matthew Ebden and Jarmila Gajdošová. In the junior competition, the second-seeded Kateřina Siniaková will play Anna Konjuch from Croatia in the finals, after the 16-year-old Czech beat Estonia's Anett Kontaveit in the semifinal. The last Czech who was left in the singles competition, Tomáš Berdych, had lost to Novak Djokovic in the quarterfinal on Wednesday. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The weekend will be mostly overcast with fog and snow in places. Daytime highs should range between -9 and -5 degrees Celsius. My name is Andrej Trenec, the end of the news.